Joey Claims, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to another Genghis and Ragman show interview, where the boys chew the fat with both veterans and newcomers in the industry. So without further ado, I'm gonna pour me a pint and kick back as I turn things over to tonight's guest. Take it away.
This is Thorsten Elendfeld with Brainstorm, and you're listening to the Genghis and Ragman show. Horns up!
Ragman and Brainstorm guitarist Thorsten. Hey Thorsten, how you doing?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Not bad. It's kind of nice and cool, and we're in Texas. I don't know if you know that. It's nice and cool here, good for us. But you're up in Germany. Are you guys got any cold weather yet? Or
yeah, it's winter's coming since today. So minus 10 degrees Celsius. Everything
nice.
That winter has to be, you know, snow and all that stuff.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Well, you got a brand new record that is just getting ready to be released called Scary Creatures. But before we jump into the new record, can you kind of tell us how it differs from your last record, Fire Soul?
To be honest, it doesn't differ that much. Because I think Scary Creatures is kind of a natural follow-up to Fire Soul. So we started the songwriting for Scary Creatures immediately after we came back from touring for Fire Soul, because we wanted to catch some of the live energy and get it into the new songs. And I think it worked out very well, without copying Fire Soul, of course. But I think it's a good follow-up, and it's definitely in the same way. So everything a Brainstorm fan wants to have.
Well, when you guys, is this something new where you guys just, I guess if you feel that spark coming off tour, do you generally go hit the studio, or do you usually take a little more time off between records?
Yeah, usually it's you come home from touring and you spend some weeks off from rehearsing and start writing on new songs slowly but surely. But most of the time there is a break in between the end of touring and the start of a new songwriting.
Yeah, I've noticed that you guys are on a pretty steady schedule, putting out new releases like every 18 months or so on average since your first album. Is that because you feel a certain pressure to sort of stay in the minds of fans, or is it just like a natural product of your creative output?
Yeah, it's music is our passion, so we can't live without making and creating music. So that's kind of a very natural thing for us. So and we don't have a pressure or whatever. It just comes out of us because we love rehearsing and we love meeting up with each other. So we're not musicians only, we're close friends. So that makes it very easy.
Nice.
That's awesome, because you guys have been around since 89 and to still actually like each other, that's actually a really good thing. There's so many of our iconic bands that we love, but the guys hate each other. So it's refreshing to hear that you guys are all still really close and good friends.
Yeah, it's we are still good friends, although we know each other very well. So that's a very good thing. And I think one of the thing that nobody was interested in classic metal at the beginning of the 90s. So we had a long time building our friendship and not being successful with making our music. And I think that's what was very important for our friendship.
Well, I think also, too, you guys having been around for over 25 years now, would you agree that playing so many live shows and building up a following a few years before releasing your first album, do you think that played a part in the band's longevity?
Ooh, that's hard to say. I don't know. If I would know that, maybe I would be a rich man.
Well, as far as songwriting goes, Torsten, how does it work within Brainstorm? And I have a question, and I want to give you a major compliment here, because the production on Scary Creatures is phenomenal. It's so crisp and heavy. It's a really good sound on the record. So it's kind of a two-parter. How do you guys put songs together? Do you come in with riffs? And then as far as recording, were you all guys, are you guys in the same studio? Or was it file sharing? I got a feeling you were all together recording this, because the sound is just amazing.
Yes, definitely. As we're still a rehearsing band, we love to record when everybody is in the studio at the same time. So it's for us, and for nowadays possibilities with technology, we have built our own studio over the years. And so we're very comfortable with recording a new album on our own. But working with Achim Köhler as producer and him doing the mix and the mastering, it's a good team that knows each other for long years. So I think that's what's an important formula of the Brainstorm sound. And when it comes to songwriting, it's like it was at the beginning. It's either me or Milan or both of us sitting together writing riffs, writing basic song ideas, and then I go to Andy and we're working on the vocal lines, and he's working on the lyrics then, and we share some thoughts about which direction the song should go, more or less, and then we come back and we rehearse all together and do the final arrangements on the song with the whole band.
Nice, nice. Well, let me ask you this. In putting the record together, as far as track listing, is that something you guys are pretty meticulous about in saying, okay, we've got to put these in the perfect order? Because I think the order that Scary Creatures has come in is just perfect. It's really, every song flows into the other very well. There's good variety. But is that something that you guys look at pretty strongly on, or is it more of, we'll just put them on and hopefully it all works out?
No, that's always a point with long discussions and quite some beers until we have the final track list. So it's very important for us that we feel comfortable with the track listing and which song comes after each other and all that stuff. So I'm glad to hear you like it. So I like it too very well.
I gotta say, some of the riffs, these opening riffs for these songs, man, I'm in my car and I'm headbanging and I'm trying to hit my fist up on my roof because they're just so infectious. Like the opening riff for Sky Among the Clouds, it's such a killer riff and just gets your fist and blood pumping, man. How does a song like that come together for y'all?
Exactly feel the same to be honest. It's that riff actually is quite a bit longer in the ring so but we didn't find the right song to the riff in the beginning, and this song especially was on one Friday evening where Milan and me sat together and had a beer in the rehearsing room, and all of a sudden we had the whole song within minutes. But we searched for the song, I think, over 6 months to the riff. The riff was the first to be there.
That's awesome. Well, you know, another track, actually probably the first track that really grabbed me was How Much Can You Take? Again, that one's just a killer mid-tempo type rocker. I love it. It's just a good fist pumper. I could see that one going over well live.
I never thought that life could be so.
that song in the live set list, and it's actually my favorite. My favorite song on the album. It's for me, that's a real metal riff, and that's what Brainstorm is all about, doing classic riffs and try to keep metal alive.
I like too. I saw your video for The World to See, and it looks like you guys had some fun with that. Really getting theatrical with it. Was that a new experience for you, or is that a pretty common thing for your videos?
No, definitely a new experience. Definitely. So it's when we worked on the album cover, we talked about, well, when we will do a video clip for the new album, what should it look like? And we said, well, let's try to find an old theater somewhere in Germany and then do a real video clip with makeup and mask and monsters and all that stuff to make a big picture of the album, the songs, the album cover. And it turned out so well, and it was an amazing experience. We found that old theater in East Germany, which is actually the oldest originally existing Gothic theater in Europe.
Oh.
And so we called them up and we said, oh, there's only a small chance that they will say yes and they will let us do a heavy metal video in there. But they have been so kind and treated us so well over the 3 days that we had shoot the video. So yeah, it turned out great, and it was a dream come true to work with all that masks and all that makeup stuff. And but it's definitely just for the video, so we won't go on stage like that.
Well, another track I wanted to bring up, and you don't hear a lot of these type songs anymore. I mean, it's more in the metal community for sure, but We Are, that seems like a really strong anthem. Did y'all, let me know if I'm off base here, but it sounds like one of those anthem songs where you're going to have a big sing-along, especially at the end of the song, like with the choir at the end of the tune. Is that kind of the thought behind that? I'm sure that one's going to be definitely in the set list.
Definitely the plan, having the people sing along to the chorus, especially to the mid part. And something special about the mid part, it's some of our children did that children chorus, so we're very proud of that song.
Yeah, I was kind of curious, the younger voices that came in, I was wondering if y'all had hired a choir, but that's even cooler, you used your children.
Yes, definitely. They have been very nervous in the beginning. But it turned out so well, and they did so well, and we had lots of fun. Of course, it took some hours until they got used to the headphones and all that stuff, and calming down a little bit. But it turned out great, and they did a great job.
Well, that takes, that takes things into the live experience. I mean, I know that when you deal with bands that have been around for a while, it's always interesting to see. I mean, I see it as a person who attends the concerts of bands that I've been listening to for a long time. And I love seeing guys my age who grew up listening to the music, but also seeing them there with their teenage children, also like a new generation coming into that. Do you see a lot of that at your shows?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. That's a very good thing. It's end of the 90s, it was something like, ooh, there's not that much young people anymore showing up. But meanwhile, yeah, they bring their sons and daughters. So that's the best thing that can happen.
Well, wanted to talk about the title track. That's another one that's got one of those solid riffs that just kind of gets in your brain and doesn't let go. Do you have a cool story of how that song came together for you?
It is kind of a little bit of an untypical Brainstorm song, because it had some kind, it has some kind of doomy rhythm, and we don't do such things that often. But when we started writing on that song, it was kind of a magic flow that brought us deeper and deeper into that song. And so when we finished that song and we came to the idea to include an orchestral mid part to make it more, to bring more atmosphere into the song. And when we had been done with that song, it was clear that this has to be the title track.
Well, it's definitely a great song for the title track. I love it. It's probably my second favorite on the record right now. It's so strong. And the melodies and just everything comes together very well on that tune for sure.
Yeah, that's very cool. Glad to hear you like it.
Well, as far as influences, Torsten, who are some of your major influences as far as guitar goes?
Oh, definitely. I would say Judas Priest and Black Sabbath, Tony Iommi, Iron Maiden, all that classical metal guitar heroes.
Nice. And when you play music now, I mean, how much do you think of that seeps into what you do? I mean, I assume it's not a conscious effort to say I'm going to play something like Randy Rhoads, or I'm going to play a song that sounds like Judas Priest. You're writing your own music, but I'm sure it seeps in.
And I don't think it seeps in that much. We have grown up with that music, and we loved the guitar playing that they did. And of course, you are influenced as a guitar player. But when it comes to a Brainstorm song, we just think of the song, I think, and that's it.
Cool.
Torsten, what do you think about some of these older bands like, you know, say Sabbath or Priest or Maiden? Sabbath's about to hang up the guitars forever after their next tour. You know, Maiden's not getting younger. Priest is probably right behind Sabbath. do you think there's any newer bands, or do you check out much newer music to say, hey, this could be the next big group? I mean, I guess with Guns N' Roses getting back together, that's going to be, if they stay together, God only knows. But yeah. There's no real iconic bands to carry the torch after you guys are done. I mean, do you see any newer bands that can do it, or what's your thought on the current affairs in music as far as like iconic bands coming out of newer bands that are out there?
Well, I think time will tell. It's people need icons and big bands, so for sure there will be bands coming up that will be called the new headliners that can headline the big festivals. But it will take some time, and I don't think it will be that great as the things we had with all the big bands like Van Halen or Judas Priest or Kiss or whatever. So, but there's a lot of very good bands, and some bands are on the way to become the new headlining bands for the festivals.
Nice. And do you feel a lot of competition with all these newer bands, or do you just feel I guess at this point, after 25 years, you probably feel pretty comfortable where you guys are? You're certainly no slouches in the business.
Yes. Yeah. We're very thankful that we are around for such a long time, and we have such a loyal fan base to follow us. So it's the 11th album we release, and we're still there. So we have been seeing lots of bands come and go and opening up for us. Us opening up for them, but we're still there, and we still do good, and we still have the passion and the love for making music. So for us, it's not a competition. So I don't think it even was a competition in the beginning. Of course, you look to other bands and say, well, okay, do they make it or do we make it? But nowadays, it's all like a big family.
Nice.
And that's what's beautiful about the metal community. It seems like a big family. I think back in the 80s, there was more of a competition. But as, you know, everybody's aged and matured a little bit more, it's more of a camaraderie. And it's probably like when you see your old friends at a festival or something like that, it's probably like seeing old family, I would imagine. Let me ask you this. As far as touring goes, what do you guys have planned? And is there any chance that you guys might make it to the U.S.?
I would say a small chance is everywhere, but yeah. Of course it's difficult for us to tour the U.S. It's we cannot come over and tour for 5, 6, 7 weeks and ruin ourselves and coming home with no money. We all have family, so that's not possible. Mm. So we're not asking for big money or whatever. It's if someone comes up with a reasonable offer, we're ready to go. Of course, and the few times we had been over in your lovely country, we always had a very warm welcome, and it always felt great to play there. So, yeah, if anybody hears it, just give us a call, and we're ready to go.
Well, I tell you what, it was kind of interesting. Towards the end of the last year, Genghis and I were able to catch Blind Guardian and Gravedigger, which was a phenomenal show, and we also saw Camelot and Dragon Force, which are, you know, bands that, you know, actually the arena, the place where we saw the show was a pretty big concert hall. They did pretty well for both shows. So I didn't know if maybe the climate was getting a little bit easier, but I would definitely think you would have to pair up with another pretty good name to be able to come over and do some dates in the States.
Definitely, that would be awesome. That would be awesome, and If there's any chance, and or if our booking agency comes up with an idea, we definitely will not say no.
Awesome. Well, let me ask you this. Just speaking of playing live, any thoughts of maybe doing a live DVD at some point?
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely. The last live DVD was from 2007. So
yeah, it's been almost 10 years.
Yeah, and it's definitely time to do another. But for those that don't want to wait any longer, we have a bonus DVD on the Scary Creatures album on the limited edition.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah,
nice segue.
Yeah, it's a full concert from the Firesoul tour, and we think it turned out great.
That's heard you guys did the whole album, right, and some other songs.
Yes, the whole Firesoul album, which, yeah, was...
did very well for you guys.
We have been quite nervous because it was one of the release shows we recorded and nobody knew the songs. But, yeah, they stood the live test very well, and it was an amazing concert. So that's why we decided to release it as a bonus DVD on the new album.
Well, that was something I wanted to bring up before we let you go, was I want to congratulate you with the packaging. And you guys always have really great artwork, by the way. Yeah, I noticed that the CD and the deluxe package comes with a live DVD, and I think that's awesome. Is that something of y'all's doing, or was it more of the record company saying, okay, record sales, our CD sales are down, we got to do something extra to get more sales? Did y'all have a hand in it, or was it more pushed by the record company?
No. It was definitely our idea, because when we recorded the show, we recorded it totally on our own. So we did all the organization, and then we contacted the filming company and all that stuff. So we didn't know if it would turn out well, you know. But that's why we decided to, well, let's record it, and then we'll see what happens. And it turned out so well, so we told the record company we have an amazing show, and we want to give something back to the fans. And so let's do a bonus DVD.
Sounds great.
That's killer. Well, Torsten, before we let you go, is there anything you'd like to tell the fans out there today?
Well, the most important thing I have to say to our fans is, thank you very much for all your loyalty and for having us still after 25 years and loving our music and buying our CDs. So without you, we would be nothing. Thank you very much.
Well, Torsten, thank you so much for coming on the Genghis and Ragman show here on therighttorock.com. It was an honor to talk to you. And we want to tell the fans to go out and grab Scary Creatures. If I can say it, I'm so scared I can't even say it. But it is a phenomenal new record. Just great power, heavy metal, great riffs. You'll be pounding your fist in the air. I can't say enough about this record. Really, really digging it. And congratulations on the record, Torsten.
Thank you very much. I'm so glad to hear you like it.
Awesome. Well, if you make it to Texas, Genghis and I are going to look you up, and we're going to buy you a beer.
That would be cool. Awesome. I will remind you when I'm there.
You got it, brother. You got it.
Cool.
Thanks again, Torsten. We appreciate your time, man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Take care. Bye. Bye. I can't believe this moment in my life. We'll be right back.
listening to the Genius and Ragman Show. We hope you check out our website at therighttorock.com, where you can find music and video reviews, along with occasional bits of other metal and beer-related info. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Our show's posted on a regular schedule, but we average a couple a month, so feel free to leave a review and tell your friends so we can spread the word. But above all, please check out the artists we play on the show and support good music wherever you find it by buying from your favorite merchants. And that definitely includes the amazing Tracy G. We love you, brother, who writes all of our original theme music. You can find him online at TracyG.com, so check him out. Well, that's it, and there it is. I'm your announcer, Joey Clams, reminding you to drink good beer, support good music, and keep those horns up.